Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, WebIE Accessible Clock. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to talk about the WebIE Accessible Clock. This was the WebIE web package was one of the first daily tips I did, and you can find the suite of products for free by going to webbie.org.uk. And download the installer. The version has recently been updated, still in version 3, I think, but it's like 3.14 now or something like that. And the same products are in there, the Podcatcher, the RSS reader, the Disk Explorer utility, the PDF reader, and the BBC player and radio and TV player. But I'd like to talk about one of the very simplest things that it has in there. It has a clock. It's an accessible clock, and it allows you to set the time and even set reminders for yourself. So I'm going to go and find it.
Desktop. Computer. CD. Computer.
Let's see.
Clock from WebIE.
There it is. And I'm going to go into it.
Leaving menus. Clock dialog. Options. Read only. Edit. 9:01 p.m. 10/08/2011.
It gives you the date and time, and I tab a few times, and there's nothing there. That's
9:02 p.m.
10/08/2011. And you do the up arrow, and that's it. It's just a read-only little box there. And is there a menu?
Menu bar, file.
Yes, there is. Alt key, you've got file.
Chimes.
Chimes.
Reminders.
Reminders.
Options. Help.
Okay. So what's...
File. Menu. File menu. Hide control plus H.
You can hide this so that it only shows up in your system tray, and that's how I usually have it. Or you can...
Exit.
Simply exit, and it will... keep the window open, I do believe.
Menu bar, menu, chimes, menu, no chimes.
Now, the chimes, it's really deceptive because, to my knowledge, there aren't chimes, or if there are chimes, they're not working on my version. But it will speak the time every...
Every hour, every 30 minutes, every 15 minutes checked.
That's what I have it set on. And it speaks the time in the default Sappy 5 voice or the default Windows voice. I've got Windows 7, so it's Microsoft Anna. Which isn't too bad.
Reminders menu. Add reminder.
You can add a reminder.
Record tip 1500 hours.
That was something I had at 3 o'clock today.
Add reminder. Record tip 1500 hours. R.
And somehow I can't delete it.
Leaving menus. Schedule reminder dialog. Edit 1500 hours.
Okay. I will just re-edit this one. What time is it?
9:03 p.m. 0.
It is...
0. 1500 hours. 5. Call. Z. Blank. Call 9, call blank.
9:05 p.m.
Reminder edit, record edit, 9:05 p.m. Reminder edit, record tip. Delete this reminder button, alt, OK button. Options read only edit, 9:03 p.m. 10/08/2011.
Let's see if it'll go off in about a minute and 30 seconds. And while we're waiting to do that, that's the only thing in the reminders area.
Menu bar, chime, options, reminders.
The ability to schedule a reminder, and I actually edited one that was there, but for some reason never went off.
Options.
Okay, what's under options then?
Menu, options, menu, 24-hour clock.
You can set it for a 24-hour clock.
Show seconds.
You can set it to show seconds, like, you know, 45 minutes and 30 seconds.
24-hour clock. Show seconds.
And neither of those are checked.
Help menu, manual F1.
And of course, the help menu, you can
about.
Open the manual.
Manual F1.
And about.
Menu bar, help. Leaving menus, options, read only, edit, 9 p.m. 10/08/2011. 9:04 p.m. 10/08/2011.
Okay, and we're just going to kill time to see if the reminder pops up for the next 50 seconds. Like I said, very, very straightforward tip, very simple. It's pretty stripped down. I do like the ability to schedule reminders. Usually they do work correctly, and it's a very handy thing to have if you're just at your computer all day. And, you know, I've got the iPhone Alarmed app, of course, which is a reminders app for the iPhone. But what if I'm just at the computer and just want little reminders to pop up every so often? This is a handy little utility for that.
Reminder
to work.
At 2105 dialog. Record tip button.
Record tip.
Up.
Record tip.
And it won't
record
shut up
tip.
Until you make it shut up.
Record tip.
Clock. Clock dialog. Clock dialog. Options read only edit.
And you just closed I just closed the little dialog box that came up. There was actually just a button, and I just hit Alt F4, and then it went away. And I'm going to hit Control H to hide the clock. And that's gone, too.
Desktop.
So that is the accessible clock from the WebIE product suite. To get the installer, again, you go to webbie.org.uk, and it is an MSI file, and you download it, and it will install just like a normal Windows setup package. So thank you very much for listening. Maybe I will dig out some of the other programs and use those as tips at some other later point. It's really simple as that to use, not much to it at all. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.